and I am joined this morning by Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. As always, it is awesome to be here.
I am so happy to see you because not only do we get to talk about all the awesome stuff that Lacoste Construction has going on, but it also means it's Friday.
That's right.
So what has been happening since last we spoke?
Like I told you, when we were talking earlier, a lot of hours. It has been wild. It's been a little busy, a little hectic, which that's a blessing. You know, we're being able to help a lot of people. So, blessing there in itself. Cannot complain.
That is wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. I know I've been, we were talking a little bit during the break about just recommending, like, you got to get in touch with Lacoste Construction. Specifically, people I've been recommending, if they're looking to do some new construction, new projects, and are at the very beginning of, even just thinking about what do we want to do with this lot, I'm like, this is who you need to talk to.
Absolutely, which fits right into our mold, our system that we have together to, take everyone from conceptual ideas to formulating that through the design phase onto paper and then bringing it to life, through our engineering and turnkey construction products.
And that, I think, is the thing that sets Lacoste Construction apart maybe more than anything, is that start to finish, that you guys have the expertise to walk anyone through this dream project, whether it's new construction, but you also do renovation.
We do. So large-scale renovations, full new floor plans, converting a two-story into a three-story, the abnormal, the over-the-top stuff, that's right up our alley.
That is really cool. Are there any projects? I know last time we were talking about that really cool spa that's coming along.
Yes. And we've made some great progress on it lately. That is going to be a really, really neat one. That's a floating pod spa out there on 9 Mile, True Rest pod spa we're working on currently. And I am so excited to be their first client.
Yes.
When I'm done building it for them.
That's right. Then you get to relax and enjoy
it. That's right.
Very cool. And so if someone is interested, I want to make sure they know how to get in touch with you. And that's the best way is through the website, give a call. What's best?
Actually, both. That's more of a preference thing. Either call the office at 850-332-5157. Again, that's 850-332-5157. Or they can hop on our website and check us out, lacosteconstructiongroup.com. Also on social media. I noticed we get a lot of traction and have a great following on there. We're getting a ton of support on there.
I love the social media aspect these days. Not for everything, obviously. It has its issues. But for being able to keep up to date, what's been going on, what are some of the latest and greatest services that are offered, or just to stay in touch. It's so much easier to update social media than a website.
Absolutely. So, it's a great way to stay in touch with us, kind of track our projects, what we're doing now, new things we're offering. We're always, ever evolving. I'm always adding kind of new financial tools or whatever the case may be. Of course, that's another aspect of those projects that we handle for our clients is financing in conjunction with the engineering and the turnkey construction.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most compelling reasons that someone might want to give you guys a call and get in touch, is because you offer that right at the very beginning, right? So someone doesn't have to come in pre-approved. That's something that you can work with them on?
Yeah, we can actually get them pre-approved. Our process takes about 10 or 15 minutes. Now, our turnaround on that pre-approval does take a couple of days, and that's because our finance section is completely custom, just like our construction is. So it's not your traditional banking or credit union style yes, no process. It is what it is. Ours is a little bit different because we take that same traditional pre-approval information and we pair it against a list of tools and figure out what's best for their construction project, whether that be new construction, whether that be renovation, to get them the best APRs, to get them the best turnarounds, maybe interest-only payments through the build, a lot of really cool options. One of the newest financial tools that we've come across lately and have put into use actually on a recent client with a large, beautiful Florida-style build we'll be taking on at the end of this year, we were actually able to access a VA tool to close on their lot and their construction project at the same time. So instead of doing three different closings, they're doing one closing now.
Wow, I cannot even imagine the reduction, first of all, in paperwork.
And cost
associated with that. That's really, truly just a remarkable option. So again, if someone wanted to get in touch to find out more, they can go to lacosteconstructiongroup.com.
Yes.
Check out the social media or give a call 850-332-5157. If you have a question right now for Jesse while we're here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, you're also welcome to give us a call or send a text to 850-437-1620. If you have thoughts about a large-scale renovation or some new construction in your future, then give us a call. Jesse is awesome and can talk you through. I've heard you talk through all different, but like you said, the financial piece all the way through to, you know, the punch list at the end of the job. So you really have done so much. And how long, Jesse, have you been in this line of work?
Well, all my life. But professionally, we opened our firm. We're working on our 8th year now.
Eight years.
We've been around a while. And of course, right here local in Cordova Square.
That's so wonderful. And so you also serve, beyond Pensacola, right? So what's kind of your range?
So we go through the, on a week-to-week basis, we're in the greater Pensacola area. We'll go, to Mobile. We'll go out to Destin, Navarre. We're actually out there in Navarre doing a couple of renovations, additions, and about to build a pile home out there on Navarre Beach right now. So that's our week-to-week basis, but we will go out a little further for the right projects.
So great. So Mobile to Destin, that's a pretty far range. And I know you're out there, so you're on the road and visiting these different job sites.
Yes. So of course, that's one of my guarantees to my clients. We're a little bit different in the fact that I actually spend time on site. A lot of times you'll sign with a GC or a building firm, and that may be the last time you see the general contractor. And not that there's anything wrong with that. That's just how most businesses are set up. You have, management for a reason. But something that I set out early on to be different on is I wanted to be on site. So one thing that I guarantee my clients is through every phase of their individual project, I'm going to be there at least twice.
Wow, at least two times. So you know that's not the last time you see Jesse was when you
That's
get
right.
started.
That's right. Yep, absolutely. So through whether it's framing, whether it's drywall, whatever the case may be, every single trade, every phase, I'm going to be there at least twice. So I know what I'm pumping out.
That really is just above and beyond service. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruth E.C. speaking with Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction. And we have a question, a text question, and this individual says, how do you deal with these recent building materials skyrocketing in price after you have signed contracts for specific build prices? It's a great question.
That is an awesome question. Of course, like any construction firm, we do have our clauses in our contracts where, we're not held liable for those certain things. Now, we're in such a unprecedented time with the things that people have dealt with in 2020 right beside us. We have not enforced any of those things. So we understand that no one goes into a project and, planning to spend $500,000, just for example's sake, and then come out the door at $580,000. We understand that's not realistic for some budgets and some scenarios and projects. So we've actually held to our pricing. So one cool thing about us being a design build firm and not just a contractor is we sit down on the front end and we design in accordance to the budget. So we sort of reverse engineer that process and we actually guarantee a down to the penny cost out the door, which in custom construction is outrageous.
Yeah, like unheard of.
Yes.
That is truly incredible. Yeah. So I like that. So the approach, the reason you're able to do that is that reverse engineering.
Yes.
Starting with the end in mind, and we'll work backwards from
there.
And then we had another question coming in, which we've talked about, but in case you missed it, you also do commercial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. So all aspects of construction, residential and commercial, renovations, new construction. So we come in, we do commercial development. We can come in and put a restaurant, a spa like we're doing now, and some of our own developments, some office spaces up from office to parking lot, to ponds, whatever's needed. Or you can go in and do a build out, go in an existing metal building and bring your business to life. So
do you have a favorite part of the process, like a part that you get the most excited about?
I do. Actually, I have two. I have two. And it's very, very close balance there for me. The design process, mm-hmm. I think, is one of the coolest things because I really get to capture our client's vision and kind of dig inside their mind to put that picture together for them. I'm one of those people that I can see a project done before it is. So kind of putting that together in my mind and kind of putting our own little twist on it is really neat. And then the very end, when we're doing that final walkthrough, and I get the oohs and the ahs and the eyes light up, and it's real to them now. You know, they're getting ready to get that COA move in. Nothing beats that. Just nothing beats that.
Yeah, so I'm sure it never gets old. Kids on Christmas.
Absolutely.
It happened. You made it happen.
Yeah, well, and a lot of times, you know, I'm working with families, and, you know, it's where they're going to raise their kids. It's where they're going to spend their lives. It's a forever home, and it's the largest investment they're ever going to make. So the fact that they put their trust in us and let us be a part of that is so rewarding. It's something that just never gets old.
I love that. And like you said, you know, this is, for some people, if you're doing the residential, this is your home. This is where you are every day, and you want to love it because when you see the, well, I know. So for example, we have a new home, and we had some settling from our concrete front porch, and it turned one of the columns, and it was just like, oh no. So obvious. Like every single day passing by this, and our builder was great and they got it fixed. But just, you know, after, especially if it's new construction and you're so excited to move in, and it's the place you're going to be. And like you said, raising your kids and everything else every day. So that is really special to get to be a part of that.
It is. It really, really is. Like I said, the fact that they put so much trust in us to partner on one of the biggest parts of their life is very humbling.
I love that. And speaking of that, so you said you've been doing this for a long time, almost like your whole life long. What is it that inspired you to get into this line of work?
I have just always been in love and fascinated with building. Even as a kid, you know, architecture, the historic specifically, just something that captivated me. And of course, I started out, you know, as we've discussed in the past, I grew up on job sites, you know. 5 and 6 years old, every summer I was on the job site. And by 10 or 11 is when daddy pulled me to the side. And it's like, you know, when we go on this job site, I'm your boss. I'll be your dad when we get home. And by the end of the day, I found out exactly what he meant.
I bet there was no question after that.
Absolutely. But it built a skill set, and I fell in love with building even more. And it's just something that I've held on to ever since.
So you were lucky to find that early on and just refine your skills over time. What are some of the things that you think you've done along the way in your career that really just built your expertise? Is it just going out there and doing it?
It really is. That's a large part of it. And taking on diverse projects, we're never scared of a challenge, and we always take it on. And I have an awesome team and awesome resources. So, you know, we dig in, we chase towards the different, the unique, the abnormal, whether it be military. I've done a lot of base work, the special ops build in Herbert Field, 2016. That was not the largest, but probably the coolest project I've ever done so far, just by the things that we were exposed to. And just having, you know, that diversity there, from renovations to whether it be just cosmetic kitchens and baths, to a large scale historic renovation, to building new construction, pile homes, or whatever the case may be. We're even looking at doing a dome home for towards the end of our area.
Oh, interesting. I've seen those sometimes. I haven't seen a new one recently. Is that like a fad that kind of came and went, or what's
no,
the benefit
it is
of it?
An individual that is not used to the Gulf Coast area or our climate here, and wants that extra protection, and that's what she's wanting, and that's what we're going to give her.
So how does that work?
That is a purely rebar and concrete structure.
Oh, wow.
So all poured at once. We do it a lot like an ICF building with the insulated concrete, where we sort of preform everything, and then we come and pour concrete all at once, and it's a, talking about a bombshell for sure.
That's so interesting. Is there any benefit that you've seen weather-wise? Is that, you mentioned the climate.
Yes, absolutely. So as far as storm protection, as far as just energy conservation, you know, a whole list of measures when it comes to energy, you're going to really even be more superior just because the thickness of the concrete, even above a traditional ICF building.
That's so interesting to me. And so do you get a lot of the, have you done one before or is this a first?
We've done similar projects, but yes, this will be my first dome home. So I'm very, very excited. We're actually meeting with Natura, which is a vendor out of California. They're flying in this coming week and we're going to sit down and look at some of their products as from some of our preform.
Very cool. And so like you said before, you can't be afraid to try something new. That's how you get good, right? That's how you stretch and grow and build that expertise. And then the next person that comes along and wants a dome home and you say, yep, we're ready for you.
That's right. And, you know, we're really big on, you know, cultivating a different and unique skill set with the guys. I'm always pushing them to get you know, approved in something that's brand new, a different product, Deco a few years ago. We were the first ones on, well, I'll say the Gulf Coast, but actually in the Southeast. They came down out of Tennessee and certified all their guys, and we were the only ones in the area. I think there's like three now, but we were the first ones in the Southeast to get certified in those products. And those are the large panels you see on the ends or outsides of banks. They look like a large slab of granite, but they're actually a tile.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's another interesting thing that you are obviously just such a visionary, like to have learned from such a young age and built your skills, and now you're leading a team and pushing them to get those unique credentials that and not afraid to be a first mover on, like you said, like maybe there's more now, but someone always has to go first, and not everyone is brave enough to do that.
We like to pioneer.
I love that. Love that. So what are there other kind of credentials or continuing education that you guys focus on in the field?
Yeah. So actually even being a GC, you know, of course we have to do our continued education as a part of it, but we go above and beyond what's required by the state through the Home Builders Association, which we belong to, and we're all about continued education, kind of raising the bar, separating ourselves from the league, if you will.
And we have another question coming in. Out of curiosity, have you ever done a Hebel block house?
I have not. That is something I've not taken on just yet.
That would be an interesting one. When I was a kid, our fire pit was built out of Hebel block, but I didn't know if you could build a house out of it.
Yeah, that's not something that I've taken on, but it is, seems like a neat project, something I would love to look into.
Yeah, that might be someone reaching out to find out more if we're doing dome homes, maybe Hebel block houses.
There we go.
Have you dipped into at all, Jesse, this new... like the accessory dwelling units and the tiny house stuff? Is that something your team has explored?
Yes. Yes, it is actually. On a basis of, I know a lot of people are trying to Airbnb them now. And that's, I think that's a great route. Actually, we had some meetings with Pensacola City Planning on their Wednesday morning meetings. And it's kind of a good basis for everyone to get together and see what's new, what's coming, what they're going to be approving, what the city's allowing. And they're actually fully backing it now. And that's, as of about mid last year, they've really, really climbed on board. And of course, we do a lot of those projects anyways because we do mother-in-law suites all the time, which is essentially the same planning project and logistics-wise. Just a different use.
Gotcha. No, I love that you're in touch with the city. That's what made me think of it. I know in the most recent issue of Pensacola Magazine, there's a whole section about possibly using those smaller, like tiny house style for the affordable housing.
Yeah.
You know, just the issues that we're facing as a community, probably everywhere is facing, but here specifically. So I love hearing you're in touch with the city to find those solutions.
Well, and we've had some discussions and some deep thought into maybe utilizing those for veterans or something of that nature. And it's something that's still a bit gray and not really tangible just yet, but something that we're exploring.
I love that. Do you ever have any recommendations when you're doing new visions and new construction when it comes to sustainability, you know, things like solar panels or kind of going more green?
Yes. So we are green builders. Another thing that we hold certification in. In addition to that, yes, as far as sustainability, structurally, of course, we over-engineer everything, and then my guys routinely over-engineer on site. Just something that we're really big on. When we erect a structure, we want it to be there. We want to know it's there. We actually are, you know, well-versed with, as I mentioned, the ICF homes, and that's something that Natura, when I mentioned them coming in next week, we're looking at some new products on that. That's sort of ahead of the market, which is like where we like to stay. We go to the building shows, and we always look at what's coming out in the next 3 years, what's coming out in the next 5 years, and how do we apply that to our builds.
And are there any building shows coming up? Are you guys able to continue doing that even despite 2020's best efforts?
We have done some of them online. That's been where, you know, we've been able to press forward. Of course, because of COVID and the 2020, which I say norms, it's been everything but normal.
Right.
But of course, that has canceled some in-person shows, which is, you know, possibly necessary but disappointing. But, you know, we've been able to, you know, have our online presence and our gatherings through there and through the HPA. And I think hopefully towards the end of this year and early next year, we'll get to resume some of that fun.
I hadn't thought about that maybe it could just go virtual like everything else. So that's nice. You know, you can save a little on travel cost or anything like that, and still keep the learning going, keep the learning moving forward. Because like you said, you guys are on the cutting edge. Like if there's new stuff coming down the pike and new products, even the financial products available, then
that is the line that we try to ride.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of staying ahead. What can we do to elevate and what can we do to add more value to our clients? That's something that I'm always hungry and always after.
So good. And if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction, and we're talking all things new build, renovations, you know, complete overhauls, the unique and the very, very different. So if you have a project in mind or you're thinking it's just about time, even a mother-in-law suite.
That's right.
And there's all every step of the process, Lacoste Construction can help with that. And LacosteConstructionGroup.com is the website, and social media, so Facebook probably is the best place.
Instagram and Facebook. I think Facebook's probably a little more detailed as far as tracking our projects, but that's a great place as well. And then, of course, they can call the office always, 850-332-5157.
5157. And what else? What do you have coming up next, Jesse? What's next for you?
We are, well, our upcoming projects are very, very diverse. New construction, a lot of renovations, new floor plan renovations, full overhauls, and then we have a few neat pile homes we're about to erect on the Gulf Coast, and I have a really, really neat project. The one I mentioned earlier with a cool financial tool we use where we wrapped in the lot and the build all at once and basically took three closings and turned it into one and saved them a bunch of time, paperwork, and not to mention, you know, their budget. That one's going to be a really, really neat project in the Navarre area, over-the-top Florida-style build, so I'm really excited about that one as well.
Very good, very good. And again, if you have a question that you would like Jesse to answer, we have a couple minutes left on the program. You can call or text 850-437-1620, or of course, reach out, give them a call at the office. That's 850-332-5157. Everything from your vision for your new construction all the way to, I imagine you get just questions sometimes where people are like, here's what I got going on. Can you talk me through the best thing to do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's one of the neatest parts with us covering all bases for our clients is to be able to walk them through that process. I think kind of starting from concept and going all the way through from financing, pre-approval, finding the right financial tools for them to design, engineering, and then bringing that project to life. And as I mentioned, you know, seeing them on that last day, turnover, handing over the keys, to be able to take them from step one, you know, all the way through, that's the neatest thing.
Love that. And so again, if you are thinking, if you've got a concept, you don't have to have it fully developed. You could maybe just think, man, I want to make some changes, or here's what I want to do around the house, or I'm sick of this floor plan, time for something new.
Absolutely. Hey, we want a new kitchen, we want a master bath, we don't know exactly what we want, but we know we want, you know, some of these changes and updates, and we can kind of take it forward from there.
Have you had a chance to work, I know you mentioned when you were younger, like the architecture, have you had a chance to work on older homes in this area, like historic stuff?
Yes, of course. That is actually where I got my start, and I have a couple of my own in the East Hill and North Hill areas right now. One that's been dubbed in a 1901. I believe it's actually closer to an 1870. And then I have on Belmont and North Hill, I have an 1840, which I'm preparing right now. It's going to go be all jazzed up for a new owner here in the next couple months, and I'm really excited about that when my heart goes into those projects.
That is so cool. So everything from the historic homes from the 1800s to the new dome homes and the green and everything in between.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Jesse.
Thanks for having me.